Well, we'd like the Lord to bless us this morning together and encourage our hearts. I feel like the Lord's been talking to me about sweet incense. I don't know if you know much about incense and its relationship to the Lord and to the Bible and God's people, but we want to read a few scriptures and think about this little idea this morning. In Psalms 141 and 1 and 2, it's a psalm of David. And it says here, I cry unto thee, make haste unto me, give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. This was David. So often we hear him crying out to the Lord like this. And he said, let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Now, you know, in the old covenant days, the Lord commanded them to build an altar to burn incense on. And then he commanded them to burn a very specific incense, and it gave forth a sweet aroma as they burned it. And it came up before everyone, it was a smell, it was a sweet smell in the place. And maybe I'll read that too in Exodus 30 and 1. And I want to look at what was going on here. It says, and thou shalt make an altar to burn incense upon. Of shittim wood shalt thou make it. If you drop on down to the 7th verse, it says, and Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning. When he dresseth the lamps, he shall burn incense upon it. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at evening, he shall burn incense upon it. A perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meat offering, neither shall ye pour drink offering thereon. You know, this had four ingredients in it, and we know that this was a special smell before the Lord. It came up before him and before the people, and it was not to be anything except exactly what God wanted it to be. And when it was burned that way, the Lord accepted that. And he told them, as we read, Aaron is to burn incense upon this altar every morning and every night. And we see in Revelations, the 5th chapter and the 8th verse, it says, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors. Same thing here. Golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. You know, this morning, the Lord loves to smell the prayers of the saints. And I want to talk to us a little bit this morning about our prayers and about our coming before the Lord, and how that the Lord loves it to be so. He loves to hear our prayers. Now, he doesn't want to hear strange prayers. He doesn't want us to come and charge God foolishly. He doesn't want that coming up before God. But he wants our heart to commune with the Lord. And he would like for us to come before him daily. I think morning and evening is a pretty good way. And one scripture even says something about pray always. And, you know, we look at this, and I hope we recognize today a little more how sweet the odors are before the Lord. He's not looking for us to come with a man-made something that we, you know, a certain, this is the words that I'm going to say. But he loves when our heart communes with the heart of God. It's a sweet odor before him. And I have to believe that when he told these folks back there several thousand years ago to burn that incense, he was thinking of a day when it was going to be different than that. We don't burn incense today, do we? We have the real incense. And so I think about this song. It's, I believe it's 193 in our book. But it says, I'll rise at early morning hour with first effulgent rays, while nature's songsters in the bower send up their maker's praise. And I was reading through that this morning early and listening, and it was early, and I could hear the songs start, the birds starting to sing. The songwriter here, William Schell, got a hold of this, and he said, I'll rise at early morning hour with first effulgent rays, while nature's songsters in the bower send up their maker's praise. I'll bow before my God so dear and tarry till my heart shall hear the Spirit's witness, sweet and clear, without spot and blameless. You know, that's a deep song. Do we get up and pray? I don't say it has to be a certain hour or a certain early hour even. Different people are different. But I hope that we pray, and I want to ask us that this morning. Do we send up before the Lord the incense of prayer? I'm not talking about a little formed prayer that we used to say when we go to bed. That's good for little children sometimes. But you know what? By the time we're getting of age, we ought to know how to get a hold of God. We ought to know how to bow on our knees before him, or in our hearts, or maybe we're walking along, maybe driving along, and we ought to let our hearts go up and recognize God loves this. This is a sweet odor. Here we see over in Revelation, and we see it. It said there, every one of them having harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. Do you realize this morning that when you're praying, they're coming up before God of heaven. And actually they mean something. And they mean something to God this morning. The second verse says, while proud in heart at bright midday can find no time for prayer, my thoughts shall soar from earth away to heaven bright and fair. Around the family altar knelt, my heart with gratitude will melt, till blessed assurance shall be felt without spot and blameless. Someone tell us this morning, you're not going to hear him say without spot and blameless if we don't ever get close to him in prayer. We're going to have to get up close to the Lord, and he loves it. He loves to hear our hearts cry. He loves to hear our thanksgiving. But you know what? He likes to hear our hearts cry too. He loves to hear what we're thinking inside. He loves for us to tell him our misunderstandings, the things we don't understand. God loves all that. Now, strange incense would be strange for one of God's saints to come before him and begin to accuse him of not holding his bargain, and to begin to rail upon God. I have heard that done. Folks, we don't want to do that this morning. But there is a sweetness that God loves to hear, and it's your heart cry. It's that cry that comes up from us to him, and he loves to hear it. And when the verse 3 says, and when the pleasant evening air is dusky with the night, my soul shall turn to God in prayer in heaven's golden light. I'll linger at the great white throne until the thoughts of God are known. And he shall claim me for his own without spot and blameless. I was thinking about this incense that we're bringing before the Lord. Now, he was very particular about the way the incense was made. And I want to just take a few minutes and just kind of go over. We're not going to spend a lot of time with each one. We could, a whole lesson on each one. But I want us to think this morning, what's it say in Philippians 4 and 6? Do we know? Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Don't we know the Lord wants to hear them this morning? But He just says, when you come, give me thanksgiving. Bring along thanksgiving. Send up some sweet odors with your prayers. I want to hear it. I want to help you this morning. You know, I was thinking about the acknowledging who God is. You know, the disciples asked the Lord to teach them to pray. And you know what He said? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. You know, the Lord wants us to acknowledge Him and who He is in our life. Our Father, which art in heaven. Every knee's going to bow one day, folks. We're going to bow. But wouldn't it be nice to bow now? Wouldn't it be nice now that our sins go on, that the blood of Jesus cleanses them, and we can come before Him now and bow and hear Him say to us those things that He wants to say, many things He wants to say to us. I'm persuaded many things, folks, He wants to say. But a lot of times, instead of offering our incense in the morning, we're getting it for all we can because we got to get going. And then, as if that's not enough, we've got to get to bed when we get home, and then we've got to get going the next day. And pretty soon, we spend a life forgetting God, forgetting to commune with Him. A lot of things He wants to say to us. A lot of direction He wants to give us in life. I'm persuaded God loves to give direction to His people. He loves to give healing to your needs and mine, to our bodies, to our soul, to our spirit, to our emotions. You know, the Lord loves to give healing to those things. Folks, it's time for us to come before the Lord with thanksgiving, and let our requests be made known to God. And you know, He says here, He tells us, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Lord, we come reverently to Thee. We come recognizing You are not just another God, as people say You are. We recognize that You're the God that made the heaven and the earth. We read that at different places, that there's quite a difference there, isn't there, between the God that made the heavens and the earth. But that's who we're praying to. Come with sincerity. Come before the Lord with this little concoction. I'm not saying this is, I am saying this is Scripture. So I think we can come before Him like this. Come before Him with sincerity. Come before Him recognizing, Lord, I want to do it Your way. Your way. Lord, will You tell me what Your way is? Will You share it with me this morning? In Matthew 6 and 5, He says, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You know what? I'd say that's strange incense this morning. That's strange to the Lord. To pray to be seen of men, that's strange stuff. But do you know the Lord wants us to pray? Doesn't mean He doesn't want us to pray in public. It doesn't mean He doesn't want us to pray and seek God together in agreements of prayer. It just means He doesn't want us to do it for the wrong reason. So the Lord help us today, that our prayers can be acceptable unto the Lord. Come with sincerity. But reading on here, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do. I got to say it 1,000 times, maybe He'll get it. No. He hears the cry of our heart the moment we pray. The moment our heart cries out to Him, before we mouth the words, He hears. And do you know this morning, oh, how he longs for us to seek God like that. Folks, the Lord wants to be and is a very personal, very reality, real God in our life. A great reality in our life, the Lord is. And he wants to be that for us. Is he that way in our life this morning? I just want to challenge us today. Think about it. It has a lot to do with us. Are we bringing the incense before him today? And he says here, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. He already knows, but he wants to hear. He wants that wafting up of that incense, that smell to come up before him, that utter dependence upon him, that love to him. He wants that to be the case. And I will tell you, if we do this, you can't help but love the Lord. There's no way you could know him in this way and not love him with all your heart. I was thinking about coming before him. Come with clean hands. Come with clean hands. He said in Psalm 24 and 3, I'll just kind of quote this quickly. You don't have to turn there, but who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. You know, this morning, let's come before the Lord. Can we come before the Lord without clean hands? How do sinners get to him? You know, there's a way to get back to God. There's a way to get to God, isn't there, this morning? We'll get to that in a minute. Come with humility. There were two men that went up into the temple to pray, Jesus said. And one of them, I'm just going off of memory here, but one of them said something. I thank thee, Lord, that I'm not as this publican, maybe. And he was thanking God. He was thanking God. But oh, he was so pious and so unheard in God's ears. It stunk in God's ears. But you know, there was another man there, and he smote on his breast. And he said, Lord, didn't he say, remember me, a sinner? Something like that. And, you know, the Lord said, this man went up to his house justified rather than the other. Oh, this morning, we want to recognize we can come to the Lord. This man came as a sinner, but he came. He came with a heart of repentance. He came with a heart of humility. He came with a heart wanting God, needing God to help him. Do you know this morning, that takes in all of us, doesn't it? Saints, sinners, if we come in the right way, we can come to God this morning. And he will hear us. He'll not only hear us, but Jesus said this man went up to his house justified. He went up and God had cleared him. He had cleared his slate. And he went up to his house justified. Isn't that wonderful this morning? We can come to the Lord. And he hears us, whatever place we are, we come to him thanking him, Lord, I wasn't worthy. Lord, I don't have anything to brag about. I don't have anything to, Lord, but I come to you. And Lord, you have been so good to me. I think we can say that, can't we? We can say how good the Lord has been to us. We don't have anything, any credentials for that to happen. But he's like that, isn't he? I was thinking about coming to the Lord, things the Lord smells and loves, with utter dependence on him and submission to him. You know, Jesus came to God that way when he was in the garden, and he came to him total submission, total dependence. Father, if it be possible, remove this from me. Lord, this seems too big for me. But nevertheless, not what I will, but as thou wilt. And you know what God did? He sent him an angel and strengthened him, or angels, however it was. And he strengthened him. Do you know when we come to the Lord in this way, he loves it. The Lord loves it. Why did he make man? Did he make man fully sufficient in himself? No. Did he make man? Are we born as righteous to where we'll never need God? No. We're born in a world of sin. And the scriptures tell us that every man has sinned. Do you know this morning, we don't have anything to boast above anybody else, do we? But the great God of heaven, he loves for us to come to him. He loves for us to come to him in our utter, the way Jesus came. He came, Father, he was sweating, as it were, great drops of blood. It was too much. It was just too much. And so God strengthened him, and then it wasn't too much. And then he went through it, and he told Peter, he said, Peter, you guys watch and pray. He told him, but Peter didn't watch and pray. He went to sleep. Do you know this morning, this has to be real important in our life, or the times will come upon us and we won't have the grace for what we need. But the Lord loves for us to come to him. Don't you know that he was looking down there on Jesus and he saw what was going on and he sent the angels to strengthen him? I wonder how many times we haven't seen the angels, but I have to believe from my own experience, it's been a lot of times the Lord has sent his angels to strengthen, to encourage, to lift up the head. You ever been discouraged? Well, I'd like to say I haven't, but I have. You ever had your head hanging down? You ever not understood why things were the way they are? You know what? We don't go that way all the time, but folks, we get in those places. Do you know what the Lord loves? He loves for us to come before him with that sweet incense that says, Father, I need you so bad right now. I don't know what to do or say, or I don't have the grace to go through this. You're going to have to help me. Do you know this morning, God loves that today. He loves that today. Come with our needs. I want to read a few scriptures over here. Hebrews 4 and 16. I like the way this scripture is put. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace. Now folks, this is the throne that we can get what we need from. And he says, you come boldly here. You don't have to come and say, Lord, can I give $1 million and approach to you? Or no, we just have to come with a humble heart. We just have to humble ourselves. We just have to bow down before him. Let the sweet incense come. Be thankful for the thing. Be thankful we have health or life. Or if we don't have health, be thankful that we have Jesus. We can be thankful for that. And you know, up above that, it says, seeing, this is Hebrews 4 and 14 and 15 then, after it says, or before it says, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And above there it says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, our weaknesses, our problems, maybe some sins. You know what? He can be touched with those things this morning. With the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we, yet without sin. Now the Lord expects to clean us up and save us and keep us from sin. The Bible's very clear about that. But do you know this morning, we've got to get there, don't we? And we don't have any way there except through God. Oh, I hope that we come that way. Come with persistence. Come to the Lord without thinking, I'm going to tell him one time, And I expect to get what I need. That's kind of strange fire to me. I mean, it's okay to come and expect the Lord to do that, but we can't demand Him like that. We can come to Him, and He said there was a widow woman that came to a judge, and this judge was not just. He was unjust. He was a wicked man. He didn't do things right. He didn't judge clearly and rightly and cleanly. Maybe he took bribes and money. And this lady had none of that. But she came to him, and she just kept coming. And finally he said, you know, though I don't regard, I think he said God or man, or maybe it says he didn't. Though he didn't regard any of that, the lady just kept coming, and he said, lest she weary me, I'll give her what she needs. And he told us, he said, you do that too. You do that too. And the Lord then will speedily, it says, give us what we need. When He's ready, He'll speedily do it. When He sees that we're ready, when He sees that our heart is humbled by the trial, when He sees that we are in a place of utter dependence on Him, when He sees that we're not going to take any credit or glory for it, then you know what? He's going to speedily give to us what we need. This morning, I want to urge all of us, let's take that time and give the early morning sacrifice and the evening sacrifice. And let's take some time and let's look for His mind and call upon Him and give Him our thanks for the day. Give Him our appreciation for yesterday. Give Him our call for, Lord, I got to have something that I don't have right now to make it through the day. I need strength for this day. You know, the Lord, I believe He'll do that. He also told us about someone that went to his neighbor and wanted some bread. And the neighbor wouldn't give it to him. And he said, go away, we're already in bed. But the neighbor, he wasn't going away. He wanted the bread. And he tells us these things to tell us, keep after it. You keep persistent with the Lord. Humble your heart. Maybe there's a reason. Because He's God. He doesn't play games. So maybe He has a reason for us continuing to come. Maybe we need our heart humbled more. Maybe we need to give up some ambition. Maybe we need to give up some pride. Maybe He has some things, maybe some unforgiveness. And He's wanting us to come to a place where we say, anything, Lord. The Lord's working with us. Don't we know He's God this morning? Oh, let's come before Him. How He loves us to come before Him. For the eyes of the Lord, 1 Peter 3 and 12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and His ears. Well, His ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Do you know this morning that the Lord's ears are open unto the righteous? So let's get where we need to go. God made a way for it. He sent His Son that we could get there. He sent His Son that our sins could be looked over, could be forgiven, and then give us grace to live for Him a clean life, a godly life after that. You know, I love the scripture in James 5 and 16 where he says, not only does he say, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed, but he says the effectual, listen to this, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know that that's a promise to us this morning? I believe, folks, there is a lot of power in prayer with God. If we pray effectually and we pray from a righteous heart in God's eyes. Not a self-righteousness, but a righteous heart in God's eyes this morning. A righteous man, his prayers, the fervent, effectual prayer, availeth much. I believe the Lord loves the smell of the sweet odors coming from a fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man. When our heart, not to be heard, not to find something greater than someone else, not to try to do it our way, but when our heart longs for the things God wants us to long for, folks, it is a sweet, it comes up before the Lord. And those in heaven with those golden vials and those odors coming up before God, that has to be a really sweet thing. And the Lord wants us to realize how much God loves that. I want to read over in Matthew 18 and 19 and 20. I've become more aware, partly through working this way, I've become more aware of this scripture that we're going to read, because I believe it holds the key many times to things that need to be done. Matthew, okay. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. I want to encourage us this morning. I will tell you one of the places that I have been finding out God works, and that is in our little noon prayer service on Wednesday at 12 o'clock, or about that time. I want to invite anybody that wants to come to that. Anybody. It is a heavenly time. When we agree in prayer and call out upon God to help the needs for me and for you and all of those things. And folks, it is a blessed thing. And I have noticed how God hears those prayers especially. I believe that this morning. I want to encourage you and me to find out those that we can pray with. Maybe you can't bear your burden publicly like that. Find somebody. I believe Jesus wrote this for a reason. Do we understand it all? Maybe not. But I want to tell you something. He said, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask. Now, we're not talking about things God isn't going to do. He's not going to command judgment on somebody because you don't like them. But I will tell you what he will do. He'll answer your needs. He'll deliver your soul. He'll talk to your children. He'll deal with those that we start praying for. You start agreeing in prayer this way. You start fasting together a little bit. Such things as that. God is moved on his throne. It comes up before him as a sweet incense. Husband and wife can do this. And I believe the Lord hears those prayers this morning. He's the one that said it. I believe he's the one that will do it. I want to read another scripture. It just came to my mind as I was studying, and I felt like the Lord wanted me to go ahead and put it in here. But I want to read Leviticus 26 and 27. Because God is a God of balance. He's a God of justice. He's a God of judgment. And he's a God of love. And here we read, he said, "And if ye will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury. And I will chastise you seven times for your sins." I want to tell you something this morning. God is a God of justice today. And one day we will all know that. But do you know that the Lord himself can set himself in such a way as to chastise us? And he said seven times for your sins. This morning, in verse 31, we look on down. I want to read this with that. "And I will make your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries unto desolation. And I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors." You know, how do we call upon the Lord and say, "Lord, smell in our solemn assemblies. Lord, would you smell in our midst?" You know why that is said? You know where that comes from? I have to believe it comes from this very idea here. Smell the sweet odors that come up before you. And he said, here he said, if you walk contrary unto me, he said, I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors. Now you can pray that if you walk contrary unto me, I'm not going to hear, I'm not going to smell them. They're not coming up before me. So this morning, let's pray before God. Let's come before him with singing, with our whole hearts, with that very, the deepest things of our life. Come before him in the ways that we've been talking about this morning that brings God delight. I believe he loves to smell the sweetness of our assemblies. I believe he loves to smell when we're praying. He loves to smell the agreement. If you want to say it that way, I'm talking about the odors coming up before God. The odors of prayer and sweetness of those things. He loves to smell that agreement. That's a sweet thing to him. When two hearts are bound, Lord, we need you. And we're calling upon you to change this situation. We've seen and we've also read many times about how God changed situations for people. Tragic things, and people would go into fasting and prayer, and the Lord would do amazing things for them. He's still the same God today. We thank the Lord this morning for his many, many blessings in so many ways. Oh, we cannot thank him enough. I want to look at Luke 2 and 36. Now, maybe we'll just look at a few different people here shortly. Short stories. Luke 2 and 36 and 37. Here was an old sister, an old lady. And it says, there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser. She was of great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. You know what? Every one of us aren't there. We cannot night and day spend our time like Anna did, just attending upon that very thing. We have jobs to handle. We've got families to raise and many responsibilities. But do you know this morning, this was a special thing. This sister was so moved upon her in her heart that she served God, it says, with fastings and prayers night and day. She spent her time in the temple seeking God for those that maybe couldn't so much. I know we can all seek the Lord and he hears that and loves that. But don't you know the Lord loved this? Don't you know maybe there's a reason why God revealed to this lady that here was the Son of God, this little baby? Here he is. God revealed something very special to her. Do you know that when we draw near to the Lord, he reveals things to us? He does. It is an amazing thing. The Lord reveals himself to us. He reveals things that all the other people in the temple there did not know. But this lady, well, I say all the others. There was also, what was his name? Simeon. Simeon also. Here was another godly man that sought the Lord. And the Lord revealed to Simeon, here, this baby. Now you can die. Now he says, I can die. Now I can die. I've seen the Lord's Christ, or however he said it. And you know, he saw that. Do you know this morning, when we draw near to God, there is great benefits to that. Do you know that when we take times out and we begin to seek God with all of our heart and we begin to call upon him, I'm talking about taking times out of our life, taking a few days and that being the center, taking some evenings or whatever. Now, I'm not talking about getting in a bind. I'm not talking about, oh, I got to do this. I got to spend so many hours. I'm talking about my heart longs for God so much until, Lord, I long for this answer for prayer for these folks that need it. And we begin to call upon God. And I want to tell you something. God begins to work in ways that are very, very special. I want to challenge us this morning to that. Let God work special in your life today. Let Him lead you into a life like that, where God becomes special to you. His revelations become something. You know, Jesus, it says, and this is Luke 6 and 12, but it says, it came to pass in those days that He went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. Now, I know we can't always do that, but I'll tell you this. Jesus had a great job to do, and this was a very special time. And He needed some special grace. And He continued all night in prayer to God. Lord, we have needs before You, and we want to see them filled. You know, that kind of thing. Not a mind I'm talking about, okay? But that kind of heart's desire. Lord, lead me to that place that's higher than I. That's where we find God. I want to read to you another little story in Acts 16. And look and see how those that have went before us, that God has blessed, how did they live? What did they do? Acts 16 and 23. Now this is Paul. I believe it was Paul and Silas. Yes. And when they had laid many stripes upon them... How many times have you had many stripes? When they laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. How strange is this? But you know what? It just moved the God of heaven. And it says, and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. I'll tell you, I believe there are times, folks, when we need and can move the God of heaven. Do you know that these men, the sacrifice they had made, the stripes they had on their back, and maybe not able to turn around and scratch them because their hands were held fast, I suppose. And we find their feet was for sure. And they sang and prayed and sang praises to God. Sweet incense. Oh, that came up before the Lord. Oh, that smelled good. And there was a great earthquake. And everybody's bands fell off. How could that happen? Somebody prayed, folks. Somebody's heart went out to God. You remember Cornelius? Well, I want to read on here. I'm going to read through 30. And suddenly, let's see. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" I will tell you, God has a way to deal with hearts. And many times, if we are beat, if we are troubled, if we are cast into prison or whatever we're cast into, and we start grumbling and we start making calls in a wrong way instead of calling upon the Lord, do you think God's going to fight our battle? Do you think He's going to cause the earthquake? No. We have to learn better than that, don't we? And brought them out, let's see. And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." Acts 10 and 30. I want to look at this little story about Cornelius. Here was a man that loved God. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago, Acts 10 and 30, 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour, And at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Cornelius, your life, your alms, your giving, your prayers from a heart, all this from his heart, they've come up before the Lord. That odor, that incense, that perfume. If you look up the word incense, you'll find the word perfume right with it. It's come up before God. And then he told him what to do. And God revealed his Christ to him. And I don't know if he had any contact before this, but I will tell you, God filled him with the Holy Spirit. And God began to work in his whole household in a marvelous way. Marvelous way. Here was a man whose heart was turned to God this morning. Let's do this, folks. Let's turn our heart to God with all that we have. I really believe this is very special before the Lord this morning. Philippians 4:18. I know we're about out of time, but he says, but I have all and abound. This is Paul speaking. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. You know, the sacrifices these people had made out of their hearts to God, God heard it. And Paul said, this is a sacrifice that's well-pleasing. The Lord's heard it. He smelled it. He's seen it. And then he goes on to say, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Don't we know that God wants to do that this morning? Supply all of our need this morning. I believe that. Two more passages here. Psalm 141 and 1 to 10. We find here a psalm of David. And you look at his psalms and listen to his heart as he begins to write. 141 and 1. Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. And then this verse we started with. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Do you hear David's heart cry here? Lord, keep the door of my lips. Help me not to sin on my lips. Help me not to say things I shouldn't say to those I love the most. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness, and let them reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head. You know, sometimes we get reproved, don't we? I got reproved the other day. And you know what I took? I took a lot of learning from that. I heard it. And David, he says, it'll be a kindness to me. Let the righteous smite me. It'll be a kindness to me. It won't break my head. I don't have to retaliate. I don't have to argue back. I can learn from it. I can learn from it. Lord, help me to be that kind of man. Help me to humble myself. And he goes on. He says, for yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. And then we'll skip on down, I guess, a couple of verses here to 8. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. Lord, fight my battles. I'm not going to fight them myself. I'm not going to kill. I'm not going to maim. Lord, I need you to fight my battles. Lord, I need you to help me this morning. Oh, we find the Lord was very real to David, don't we? I've been reading through 2 Samuel. Well, I'm still on my course through the Old Testament, started into Kings, and I've seen how that even Absalom, his own son, rose up against him. And then his other son tried to assume the kingdom, the next one after Absalom. And then we find how God fought for him. And the Lord put Solomon on the throne as he had told him he would. Do you know, today God will fight our battles if we'll let our incense come up before him. One more scripture, Psalm 42 and 5. Listen to what David says here. He says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Do you know, this morning, David many times came before the Lord. He came and he spoke to God just the way he felt. Now, he didn't charge God foolishly, but he spoke to God just the way he felt, just as his heart understood. And he said, and then he said, "My soul, why are you cast down? Why are you so cast down?" Do you know, we're just like that, aren't we? We're the same kind of people, folks. And he said, "Hope thou in God." David knew how to encourage himself in God. He knew how to get a hold of God. He knew how to humble his heart. David even failed the Lord miserably. And miserably had a man killed, took his wife, on and on. But you know what? The Lord reproved him, and you know what he said? "I'm the man." He's something to that order. And you know what? David humbled himself, and he found God. This morning, let's find God. Folks, let's find the Lord. Let's find him in our daily lives. Some of you that maybe have a little more time, let's ask the Lord. "Lord, I know how you like this. And I know what good it does. And I know those that need prayer. And I know things that need changed. Help me to pray. Help me to be a little more like Anna or Simeon. And teach me. Teach me to fight the battles of the Lord." And you say, "I'm too old. I can't do much." I want to tell you something. You're not too old. And you can do a lot. Amen.